Hey, welcome to Feedback with Earbuds, the podcast recommendation podcast. I'm your host, Ariel Nissenblatt, and I'm the founder of Earbuds Podcast Collective. Earbuds is a weekly email newsletter that sends you a theme and five podcast episodes on that theme, and each week is curated by a different person. Anyone can curate a list. You can learn more and subscribe at earbuds.audio. Feedback with Earbuds brings you podcast recommendations, insights from our curators, tips on creating audio content, and community updates. There are so many podcasts to listen to these days. How do you choose? We're here to break it down for you. This episode of Feedback with Earbuds is brought to us by Patreon and Spotify, the partnership. Patreon and Spotify have partnered to give podcasters more control and to level up their businesses. If you're a podcaster looking to deepen your community, grow your business, and increase reach, now's the time to start a Patreon account and integrate with Spotify. We will share more information about this new integration in the show notes of this episode. Hello, Ariel here. Welcome to Feedback with Earbuds. You're here for podcast recommendations. I understand that, so let's get to it. Last week, our theme was tough and tender storytelling. Our curator was Linda Mariano, creator and host of the podcast Tough Love. The podcasts that Linda recommended were Tough Love, which is, of course, Linda's podcast, People Who Knew Me from BBC Sounds, Hidden Signal from Q Code, The New Yorker's fiction podcast, and Private Affairs. Thank you so much to Linda for curating that list for us. If you did not get a chance to listen to those shows last week, we will link to them in the show notes so you can try them out. On to this week's recommendations. Our theme is called Stories of Resilient Women. Our curator is Andrea Koskai, a podcast marketing enthusiast at Tink Media and the creator of Her Time Romania. She's also a podcast producer. In just a bit, you'll hear from Andrea about her podcast picks and why she selected them. After that, you'll learn about our spotlight podcast pick, Feed the Queue, a podcast discovery podcast that we love. And we love podcast discovery podcasts. Then we've got our fiction podcast pairing brought to us by our friends at Realm Media. And last, I'll share some podcast industry news and tidbits before we close the show out for the week and send you off to listen to some more podcasts. Now, let's get to Andrea's recommendations for the theme, Stories of Resilient Women.
Hi there, my name is Andrea Koskai, and I'm a podcast marketer at Tink Media, and I'm also an independent podcast producer, so I produce my own podcast, and then I also freelance as well. Essentially, I love anything that goes into podcasting, from pre-production to marketing it and obviously listening to it. So today I chose the theme of stories of resilient women because I think it's absolutely essential to amplify narratives of strong and tenacious women who have overcome challenges and are vulnerable enough to share their stories. Much of my personal work surrounds the themes of multiculturalism, diversity, social inclusion, gender issues. And I think diverse voices often go unheard. So I hope that this list can help you celebrate remarkable achievements of women from backgrounds that you might or might not relate to at first glance. And hopefully by hearing this and their stories, you will definitely find a piece of your own. So the first podcast that I chose is In Her Element, which is a podcast that brings on different female leaders from the tech world, business, arts, education. And it's really one of my favorite podcasts because I think having these role models of powerful stories of overcoming challenges and then being able to become a mentor to others is extremely important and very motivating. The second podcast that I chose is Work-Life Harmonized. And I chose this podcast because it goes more into the emotional side of things, more into the maybe less work-related, but more personal life stories related. Dana is an amazing speaker and motivator. And so I really enjoy all of her episodes. And this one is The Fight Against Postpartum Depression, which is a very essential topic to bring up, which sometimes is still taboo. The third podcast that I chose is Hotter Than Ever. Erin is also one of my absolute favorite hosts and just people in general. She is hilarious, but she is also not afraid to go in depth about her personal journey and other people's journeys as well. Really get raw, vulnerable, and very real about what they have been through and how they overcome it. And I think she is genuinely an example of taking charge of your life and being able to turn it around and make yourself happy. And this is exactly what she does, or what she brings out in this episode as well. It's called Finding the Humor Inside of Tragedy with comedian Kelly Howard. And it's just another example of the resilience that women have found within themselves and that they can pass along to others, maybe within their families or not even outside of their families. The fourth episode is Modern Love, What I Got Wrong About My Parents' Marriage. So I was talking about sending these messages of resilience generationally. This is something I'm very passionate about. I've personally found myself in very difficult moments in my life. And what helped me get myself up was thinking of my mother, my grandmother, and other people, other women in my family who have found the strength within themselves. Modern Love is just generally an amazing podcast. It's beautifully made. It's just a pleasure to listen to. And I think this one brings a really important intergenerational angle to it, and as well as a really interesting cultural angle to it. And the last podcast that I chose is Sisters, the What's Wrongisode. I am completely in love with what Caitlin and Natalie Press do. They're one of the people in podcasting that really got me passionate about this medium because of what they can achieve with it, especially Caitlin. So Sisters was a series that I completely fell in love with. I'm an only child, so I did not experience that, but I do have soul sisters and I could relate to it in many ways. And I think this episode, What's Wrongisode in particular, is extremely special because it tackles topics of mental health and support from people around you. And again, how to overcome those kinds of challenges. I hope people can get out of this theme that it's really just essential to hold close to your heart and close to your ears, in this case, to hold other people's stories, to learn from them, to be open to exchange these sort of ideas and let yourself be inspired, let yourself be motivated, let yourself feel connected to other people who you've never met before, you might never meet, but they are somewhere out in this world and they have shared your story, which has reached your ears. So I think podcasting is a privilege as a medium. It's a privilege of connecting with other people and to their stories. And everyone should listen to stories of resilient women because they have a lot and we have a lot to share. If you want to connect with me, I'm always happy and open and excited to get to know more people in the industry and exchange ideas and, you know, support each other because that's what it's all about, right? So I hope you enjoy the list.
Thank you to Andrea for curating this week's list of podcast recommendations and for sending in that voice clip. Andrea's podcast picks will be listed in the show notes of this episode so you can start listening right away. You can also find them on our website, earbuds.audio. Did you know that you can be a curator for our newsletter too? It's true. There's a link in the show notes of this episode where you can submit a list for our consideration. Next up, it's time for our Spotlight podcast pick. It's a bonus recommendation located at the bottom of the newsletter and on the homepage of our website. This week, we're spotlighting Feed the Queue, a show from Tink Media. This show will feed your podcast queue with episodes of the team's favorite shows. Think of it like a charcuterie of podcasts, full of delicious sounds and flavors. Each episode will feature a feed drop from another podcast that you might love with an intro from someone on the Tink team. You can find and listen to Feed the Queue wherever you get your podcasts. This week's podcast recommendations on resilient women pair well with Hannapocalypse, a hope punk comedy slash horror adventure following Hannah, a girl stuck in the mind of the last zombie on Earth. Hannah has lived her best life for over 100 years after the zombie apocalypse has come and gone. All the while, Callie, a scout for a thriving settlement, looks to make a mark on the world, but is coming up bust. Destined to collide, zombie and human will be forced into an unlikely friendship amid a wasteland full of unfriendly robots left over from the bad old days. It's a story of friendship, love, robots, and a girl who eats people. That was our fiction podcast pairing brought to us by Realm Media. Learn more about Realm at realm.fm. And to close out the show, let's get to some podcast news and tidbits. This week in Podcast the Newsletter, Lauren Pacell interviewed people at Podcast Movement to find out what they're listening to. There are tons of recommendations from people all over the podcast world. I highly recommend scanning through it. We will link to that post in the show notes. Next, She Ventures is a podcast about women who pivot careers, take risks, and get it done. Each interview-style episode will feature a woman who tells her story and provides actionable career and life tips. No mansplaining here. Get ready to listen, be inspired, and take action. And next, Sisters Assembled, a Marvel fan podcast, is celebrating its 100th episode. They're marking the occasion with a special episode in which the hosts reflect on the milestone. Plus, they'll feature special guests talking all things fandoms. And last, what's James Cridlin covering in Pod News this week? He's got stories on Air's LA Annex, which will take place in November of this year. He's got a story on a new podcast that's produced by 5 U.S. late-night TV hosts. And he's got a story on the impacts of advertising on comedy podcasts. You can read more about those stories by going to podnews.net. And that's it for this week. Thank you so much for listening. Until next time, go and listen to some podcasts and let us know what you're loving. Feedback with Earbuds is written and produced by me, Arielle Nissenblatt, with help from Devin DeComo, our podcast and newsletter coordinator. It's mixed and produced by Daniel Turek, the best in the game. Learn more about Daniel at his website, robotslap.com. That's robotslap.com. This newsletter is edited by the amazing Abby Kleonski. This show is listened to by you, dear listener. Yes, even you get a shout out in the credits. Bye.